program. Well, what the hell happened with this $60 billion JobKeeper mistake? And now that they've got an extra $60 billion that they had budgeted for but don't need, should more people be covered by JobKeeper? The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has taken full responsibility for a $60 billion JobKeeper oops. It's a big oops. But dubbed an effort to demand answers from the Treasurer a political stunt, is it? These are the people who are in charge of doing our budget. These are the people in charge of the money strings, the purse strings. And yet there was a $60 billion JobKeeper oops-a-daisy. Our employment expert is Graham Wynn from Superior People Recruitment. He joins me this morning. G'day, Graham. Sorry to get you out of bed, but I've got to ask. It is an oops, but it's an oops in favour of the government, isn't it?
Good morning, Luke. How are you today?
Good.
It is in favour of the government, yes. It's an oops, which it's actually quite easy to understand how it happened. The way it worked, basically, when people were submitting the paperwork to the tax office to register for the JobKeeper, there's a little box that said, how many people in your employment will this affect? And rather than putting one or two or three, what they put was the amount of money they're expecting from the JobKeeper, so put 1,500 or 3,000 instead. That paperwork went to the tax office. The tax office said, okay, there's this many people who will want this JobKeeper payment, sent that to Treasury, who then said, okay, it's going to cost us X amount of dollars. So therefore, that's the cost of it. The fact that people have now realised people got this wrong, it's not really a saving because the government didn't have the money in the first place. It just means we need to borrow less. So people saying it's a saving, it's not a saving. It just means we're not going to go into debt as much. So there isn't money we can just spend elsewhere instead.
Okay.
So that's how it's worked.
So if they've budgeted for $130 billion,
yep.
Should more people now receive JobKeeper?
No, I don't think so, no. Because basically, as I say, this is money they're going to have to borrow, which we will have to pay back eventually. I think they'll also, as we mentioned the other week, at the end of during June, when they review this, they will actually cut back even more because some of the people who are getting part-time or student who are now being paid more than they were earning before, I think that'll be cut back as well if they can work out how to calculate that. So those people who weren't even earning $1,500 a fortnight, but are getting that, it'll be cut back to what they were earning rather than getting more money now than they were when they were employed.
So all right. Give it
that. So again, that won't be a saving. It just means less money they need to borrow.
It is a big oops-a-daisy, but it's in the government's favour, and you say quite justifiable. I did some homework yesterday just to give people an idea of how much we're talking about. The difference, folks, between 1 million and 1 billion is just insane. If I can give you this analogy, 1 million seconds accounts for 11.5 days. 1 billion seconds is 31.5 years.
It's a huge amount.
It's a huge
isn't it?
Amount.
I mean, you say 60 billion, yeah, whatever kind of thing, but it's an enormous, enormous number. And as I say, this is just money now they don't need to borrow. Which is a good thing for us, being you and everybody else.
All right. As an employment expert, just quickly, should troubled youth that have been, let's say, charged with serious crimes on three occasions, should they be conscripted? Should they enter the army?
I really like the idea. I must admit, Luke, I know it's been talked about by many, many people over the years. And I like the idea because I think when we interview people who've been in the forces, whatever forces they've been in, they come out with real sense of responsibility, good discipline, good work ethic. They're wonderful people, and we can place those people no problem at all. So if the army can turn some of these people's lives around, why not give it a go? Absolutely, yes.
But what if you're sending a troubled youth into the armed forces and they don't want to be there, they're going to be nothing but hell. I've had two ex-armed force members ring me this morning who say, no, the people in the army, they want to get rid of the people that don't want to be there. They want to get rid of the rubbish.
That's the other problem, of course, that you're putting people in there who don't want to be there. And so if they don't want to be there, they're not going to work as they should. So we need to find some way where can we send them just to the training camps potentially to try and get them more disciplined in training camps rather than actually doing real work. But try and get them trained up and disciplined much better. And there has to be some sort of consequence. If you don't do this, I'm sorry, no unemployment benefit for you.
No unemployment benefit. What do you say, folks? Conscription, plenty of other countries have it. Should we have compulsory entry into the armed forces for youth that have been charged with serious offences on three or more occasions? Three strikes, you're in the army. Would it work? 1-3-3-5-3 is the telephone number. Always good to get your opinions, Graham. We'll talk again soon.
Absolutely. Take care, Luke.
See you, mate. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. What do you say, folks? Lines are available. Give us a call. Let us know what you think. The Night Shift, Triple M.